carry a full line of professional products for termites, mosquitoes, ants, wasps, fleas, bed bugs, mice and rats, or any other pest control needs you may have. That's Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies. Call 985-475-3314. That's Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies.
When you need health-related answers quickly, you want the fastest, safest results possible. That's why Terrebonne General Medical Center is the only facility in the state to offer the new GE Revolution Frontier Gen 2 CT scanner. This breakthrough technology presents medical professionals with the clearest images on the market while keeping patients safe and comfortable. To learn more about how TGMC is on the leading edge of healthcare, please visit tgmc.com.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
Making analogies that make no sense. Jordan the intern. Trying to make sense. Things that don't make sense.
It was supposed to be a poker reference, and I said blackjack.
Exactly. I'm trying to make sense. I don't know what to make sense. I don't know what to make of what I see with the Pelicans. I don't know. But it might make sense of what I said a week ago. Maybe you just need to wait and see what you have and find out and play people and do different things and see if you can actually build, I don't know, chemistry and work with one another. I don't know. We'll hear from last night in the locker room. I'll play a bunch of sound here this segment. 123-101 was the final. Zion led the way with 28 points, 6 assists, 7 rebounds, a steal. Brandon Ingram had 23 points. Lonzo had 18 points, 6 rebounds as well in the assists, 2 turnovers. Ingram, Zion, 0 turnovers. That's the big thing as well. Mike Nabors, I'm going to join us here as we go to Tampa and find out a little bit about the game here on Sunday. Now, one of the things, Jordan, that I'm going to be interested in seeing on Sunday is how I think the defenses, right? Who's key on the defenses? Who do you think, key-wise?
I think Tyrann Mathieu for the Kansas City Chiefs defense-wise, if he could get Tom Brady, pick him off a few times, I think they'd have a good chance because saw what he's done in other games in the playoffs, and he's just been an absolute beast.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the things that will be interesting for me to see, not only with these defenses, but who makes a key play or something, pass rushes, can you affect it? Can you stop the run? Did you see Dan Orlovsky this morning? Dan Orlovsky, he thinks Clyde Edwards-Helaire, you ready? He's going to be the Super Bowl MVP.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
The rookie.
Old prediction.
Yeah, Clyde Edwards-Helaire goes for over 150 yards and wins MVP of this football game. So we're all talking about all week of how the Tampa Bay defense is going to slow down Patrick Mahomes in the pass game, rightfully so. But no one runs more of RPO, the run-pass option in the NFL, than Kansas City. Now, oftentimes, they turn it into a throw. But I think Tampa's defense is going to defend that pass first and try to force that handoff as many times as possible. And I think Clyde Edwards-Helaire is going to run against some light boxes, less people in the run defense box-wise, and he's going to have a really good opportunity to run the football. He wins MVP.
150 yards and MVP. Mike Nabors, you know him from CST, also covers the Saints. He's always done that post-game interview with Drew Brees. We'll talk a little bit about that. And also Super Bowl 55, because he's based in Tampa. Mike, how are you, sir?
I'm in Tampa, Gus. I tell you, it's a beautiful day, but it is strange. I was just at Radio Row. You've been a part of that for a long time. Nobody's in there, man. I guess I would say there's probably 9 radio stations in there. There are no lines. It's really a strange atmosphere here.
I'm glad you brought that up because I was going to ask you about what the atmosphere was sort of like. I didn't even think about applying and trying to go because I didn't think that was available. So I'm surprised you kind of said that.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, for the game itself, it's probably tough because social distancing and all the protocol they have for COVID. But, you know, it's just to me, you know, for a city that's hosting a Super Bowl and has their own team the first time in NFL history, it's got to be bittersweet because you're glad the home team's here. But, you know, I think there's going to be maybe 30,000 fans if you count the 7,500 free tickets they're giving away. And, you know, not many people that I know who live here are going to the game, and not many media types that I know are covering the game. It's just it's a different atmosphere. It's very strange.
Speaking of a different atmosphere, I get it. My wife actually brought this up this morning. I'm making breakfast in the kitchen. She goes, yeah, did you see that, you know, the Jolly Roger can't fire the cannons when the Buccaneers score? And I'm like,
yeah.
I love that every time. It's one of the coolest atmospheres on there. So they're still going to be – why did you not fire them for when both teams score?
You know what? We just taped our podcast, myself and Scott Shanley, and we talked about that. I think it was the right call by the NFL. I mean, they never planned on having the host team have their own team in the stadium. It's never happened before. But I think if you reward the Buccaneers, it's supposed to be, you know, a neutral site. I think that's the right call. But I agree with you. If you're going to do it, just do it for both teams. Kind of bring in the atmosphere of that stadium, which is one of the most unusual ones in the NFL. I like that idea. I don't know if the Chiefs would go for that or not, mm-hmm. but I think that's maybe the solution to make it work.
No doubt. I think one of the things when you look at this game here as well, I can't help but look back at when the Saints played those two teams.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's the playoff with the Bucs, but even with the Chiefs here as well, I don't know. Does it help you make a better guesstimate as to what you're going to see on Sunday, having covered a game in which the Saints play these two?
Well, I think if you're a Saints fan, it's frustrating because you dominated the Buccaneers during the regular season, especially that second meeting. That may have been Tom Brady's worst game in his NFL career. I spent the second half, he's just throwing the ball up. He was frustrated, wasn't having any time to throw the football. But Kansas City, to me, you know, that game was weird because they had so many plays in that game. There's no way the Saints should have been in that game, but they found a way to make it close at the end. I just think personally that Kansas City is playing its best football now. They're a team, you know, everybody has a Super Bowl hangover, but they were kind of finding their way during the season, still playing well. I mean, still dragging things out and pulling out victories. But I think, you know, coming into this game, I think they're playing their best football. I picked against the Bucs all year, though, Gus. I thought they'd lose to the Saints. I thought they'd lose to the Packers. Maybe it's good for them that I'm picking against them, but I just think the Chiefs win this game. I think they're the best team in the NFL, and that offense is rolling, and they're playing as good as they have all year.
Speak with Mike Neighbors, part of the CST's coverage for the New Orleans Saints throughout the season, and obviously covers the NFC South. So we talked to him a little bit about the Super Bowl. You got the Chiefs on there. When you see what Sean Payton did yesterday in referencing his quarterbacks, with Drew saying, hey, the decision's a week or two. Jordan looked it up. We wanted to double check. February 18th was when he posted the picture of the beautiful mountaintop of Hawaii and said, I'm coming back. Let's make another run.
Yeah.
So it Mike, it's around the same time frame. What I found interesting is Sean said he's going to make that decision. We'll hear from him. He'll make that. And then he went right into Jameis. So I'm expecting that Sean knows that in 1 or 2 weeks, when he comes back from wherever he's at, you know, we'll have either another Instagram post or a press conference. Is that your feeling? And how tough was that last interview that you had?
It was the toughest I've done with him. You know, I've counted. We've done 275 one-on-ones together. We didn't do it his first year with the Saints, but we started in year number two back in 2007. It was tough for a lot of reasons because, you know, I felt like it is his last game. I mean, to me, that's almost assumed at this point. I would be floored if he changes his mind. But you know he's not going to answer any question you ask him. And I don't blame him. He's not going to tell me he's going to retire. He's not going to – you know, Drew doesn't make excuses when they lose. He was very upfront about the turnovers and what happened in the game. But what he told the general media, and he referenced it with me, and I didn't expect him to say anything else, but when he factors in his retirement, he's not going to base it on what happened in that last game. You know, frankly, Gus, I think we've talked about this, but I thought he was going to retire after last season. He had the TV offers. You know, he had, you know, to me, he had peace of mind a little bit, but that team his teammates at the Pro Bowl talked him into coming back. I know Sean Payton, you know, obviously had some words with him too, and they knew they had enough in them to make another run. Everybody was coming back. They had a great football team, but yeah, it was a very tough interview. You know, watching him throw the football with his sons and Brittany watching, and I did my interview with Deuce McAllister for CST. He was in the stands watching it. It was emotional because not that you take Drew Brees for granted, but he has been a part of what we do for so long, and he's done it well, that, you know, it's just something assumed after all these years. And to have a finality, it's kind of hard to express how strange it is when he'll make the announcement, and next year when you see a football team take the field for the New Orleans Saints without Drew Brees as their starting quarterback.
Yeah, it is strange. That Mike Nabors on Twitter. We'll make sure you check out the Dundat podcast. You can follow that on Twitter as well. So Jameis, man, look, again, Sean to Will Brinson yesterday. We hope to sign him sooner rather than later. Like to sign him. We hope to sign him, meaning we are actively making an offer. We're going to make this happen. I mean, I don't know how else to take that on that. You've covered Sean just as long as Drew. He really does seem like he likes him, and I thought he said certain things strategically that stood out in referencing Jameis's leadership, his standing in the locker room. He referenced arm talent. He referenced the environment that he's in. He said, hey, you know, this is an audition for us to prove to him this is where he should be. I thought he sounded like a recruiter. I thought all of that yesterday when he went to all the different platforms was done on purpose to me.
Yeah, I know Jameis Winston, Gus, has marketing people, but the best marketing person for Winston right now is Sean Payton. I mean, he usually plays stuff close to the vest, as you know, and everybody in the media knows. There was no close to the vest with Jameis Winston. And I agree with everything you said because I saw multiple interviews with him. I thought another revealing statement was, you know, Payton said, often you think you know players, especially players that you play against in your own division, but he said, you know, we had these preconceptions of Jameis. I'm just paraphrasing. Mm-hmm. But he changed our mind once he came in the building on a lot of fronts, the way he was as a leader, as a learner, and he loves the talent, obviously. So Taysom Hill is obviously something that Sean Payton has created, that dynamic. He's developed Taysom Hill. But boy, Jameis Winston was on full display in every answer he had about him at multiple outlets. So, yeah, I mean, there's no doubt he's a big fan, but I'm surprised that he's letting it loose like that. I mean, usually at this time of the year, you're not saying too much about players, especially those you want to keep and re-sign, because you know Jameis is going to have some potential other offers too, so it's interesting.
That's what I was going to say, because I'm his agent. I'm like, oh, really? Really? Okay, that's fine. You know, sure. I mean, you know, Indianapolis really likes him too, Sean.
But
I just think it goes back to, because I'm sure you follow it as much as I do, a lot of the stuff you went in. I thought he was really good in the Michael Vick podcast, man. 15 plus minutes there, and at that 13 minute mark, he spoke about what Drew was talking to him. You know, when you see Drew kind of pink eyed, kind of holding back the tears there on the sideline as the clock's ticking down.
Absolutely.
And it just, I think there's something to be said, Mike, and you know, whether it's our business, life, being a father, husband, whatever, or just a business partner, being somewhere where you're wanted, comfortable, and more importantly, can succeed. Everyone, it's the employer's, I think, job to try to provide the, you know, the parameters for that success, because then you can be successful. But as an employee, you want to be successful. Everybody can do that. And I just, it's I'm not saying that he couldn't find that elsewhere, but you go back to what he said when he first got here a year ago, to what he was saying to Michael Vick. I mean, he almost doubled down as to why he came to New Orleans.
Yeah, you think about it, you know, Jameis Winston has certainly made some terrible decisions on and off the field. But I think maybe when you look back at his career, if he can turn things around at this point with the Saints or whomever, the best decision he ever made was going to the Saints, taking a dramatic pay cut, but not being the guy for a year. His whole football life, he's been the guy. In high school, immediately at Florida State, immediately in the NFL as the number one overall draft pick, he got to sigh, take a deep breath, learn under Sean Payton and Drew Brees, and that could be exactly what the doctor ordered, because, you know, living here in Tampa, many feel like he cannot be fixed. If Bruce Arians can't fix him, nobody can. But, you know, what's going through Jameis's mind right now watching the Bucs in the Super Bowl in Tampa a year after he was the starter here? And I know it's Tom Brady, but if he stays with the Saints, and I think Tom Brady's going to stay with the Bucs, you know how competitive Sean Payton is. If he can make Jameis the guy in New Orleans and they beat the Bucs, how much fun will that be in the coming years?
That's a great point you put up there. You do wonder if that isn't some sort of sense of motivation. You know, players, nothing motivates a player than to face their former team, right?
So, absolutely. Absolutely.
You do wonder. Yeah. I never thought about that till you brought that up. I mean, A, it's got to stink, right, to kind of see that. I don't know. It's going to be an interesting offseason, man, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, but it's Tom Brady. It's not like they brought in, you know, no offense to Teddy Bridgewater, but maybe a journeyman quarterback who led them. I think, you know, Jameis Winston obviously has a lot of confidence, and he may look at it this way. I'm just trying to play mind reader here. Mm-hmm. You know, they have more parts with Tom Brady. Tristan Wirfs is a much better right tackle. They have Gronkowski, who's helping that offensive line. You have Leonard Fournette. You have some added pieces on defense. He wasn't privy to some of that stuff. I'm not taking anything away from Tom Brady, but the competitor in Jameis Winston's thinking, man, if I had that kind of help, maybe I would have played better. Maybe I wouldn't have tried to force it. Because, you know, look at Drew Brees' career in New Orleans. When he has forced things the most is when he didn't have that supporting cast. And I know Jameis Winston took it to a new level being a 30-for-30 guy, but he's got to be thinking, you know what, it was my first year in Arian's system. I didn't have the help. If I do have the help, and boy, he's going to have a better offensive line if he's a starter in New Orleans next year. He's going to have better talent around him in Michael Thomas and obviously Alvin Kamara. And the defense, to me, at its core, we'll see, but a lot of them should be back. So, to me, a big question with the Saints, you know, Brees gone, can they find the quarterback? And Sean Payton's been saying he's in the building. Obviously, he has confidence in Jameis Winston, and he's had it a long time because he's been answering the question that way for months.
Sure has. Mike Neighbors, as always, man, appreciate it. That's why I wanted you on. You live out there. You kind of get an idea. You've covered Jameis, and then you've also covered Drew as well. So who better to kind of give us that perspective? Thank you for your time this afternoon, man.
Anytime, my friend. Football's well.
Sounds good. As always, appreciate it. Mike Neighbors, at Mike Neighbors is the way to call over on to follow him over on Twitter. Quick break. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Time is money. Don't waste both running around looking for filters, batteries, and belt sand related items. Fleet Supply Warehouse delivers. Fleet Supply offers daily scheduled delivery, including Bayou Lafourche, New Orleans, Morgan City, New Iberia, Lafayette, Thibodaux, Baton Rouge, the North Shore, plus the River Parishes too. Automotive, lawn equipment, agricultural, marine, or industrial. Fleet Supply Warehouse, 985-868-0430. Venture Boulevard, Houma.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back too, through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
Wendy's new classic chicken sandwich is now in the 2 for $5. And that's reason to celebrate. Try the new classic and then take your mouth on a victory lap with the iconic Dave's single. The delicious spicy chicken sandwich, spicy or crispy 10-piece nuggets, or just get another classic chicken sandwich. Taste greatness today with Wendy's 2 for $5. We got you.
For a limited time, a la carte only. Price and participation may vary. U.S. Wendy's.
Hey, it's your home, and I need to ask you a few favors. In the kitchen, there's a spider stuck between the window and the screen, and I know it's dead, and technically it's outside, but it's still freaking me out. Can you flick it out or something? Also, just to save some money, and it's super easy, could you bundle your home and car insurance with Geico? Last thing, could you take the holiday decorations down? Yeah, I'm one of those.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
During the football season, on Thursdays, we like to chat with Lee Sterling for Paramount Sports around this time. Lee Sterling, you're back. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Never thought we were going to make it through the season, to be honest with you, in June or July. But we did, and I'm thankful for it. And even basketball is going okay. I mean, having some cancellations here and there, but looks like we might make it to the finish line there also.
You know, it's interesting. You brought it up, so I want to start there, and we'll get to the game on Sunday, because I remember having you on that first week, and as the weeks and seasons progressed, I asked you how hard it was to sort of do what you do in terms that literally some games got canceled on Friday, games were moved from Saturday to Tuesdays or Mondays, things of that nature. It had to be one of the most odd type of falls that you've sort of had. And I don't know, did you learn certain things? We've been asking coaches and players this, right? So I guess I'll ask you too. I mean, has it changed how you look at things? Is it going to, are you going to take anything that you did this year and apply it to next year?
Patience. Can you imagine emailing 55 radio stations that this is the five games that we're going to cover, and then probably half the stations each week had one or more games that were changed from the time I emailed you on Wednesdays. So I had to roll with the punches. You know, like I said, I just had to be more patient, and it involved studying a little bit more, you know, there were some times, there was a couple weeks in a row, my top play each week was going to be a certain game, and that game was canceled. So just the disappointment. But like I said, at least we had football. So somehow it was one of my best years ever, too. So we actually won. I like things as they slow down, too.
Okay.
You know, when you have 50, 55 games in a normal college card and 15, 16 in the NFL, that's a lot to study that many games, watching those games and getting information. And this year with COVID, you know, just there were some times we were up until 2, 3 in the morning here at the office just trying to find out some rumors, you know, as far as COVID. But, you know, I like it when it slows down. And when it slows down, we get to the college bowls. That's usually when where I do my best work. And we won 26 of 35 games since the start of the bowls.
ParamountSports.com at Paramount Sports over on Twitter. You mentioned the college bowls. I'll ask you this on college and NFL level, then we'll get to the game and all the different prop bets and things, how you look at it. But from the start of the season to then, did you think Bama was who they were? And are you surprised they got the number one, you know, recruiting class, apparently, of all time?
So I haven't heard that. Maybe they sit there and pump that into you guys.
No. CBSSports.com, 24/7, 17 of like the top 49 players or something like that. It's the most ever. Five stars in the class and all that. So like they're using the numbers that 24/7 Sports puts out, and they, you know, aggregated it and added it, and there you go. If that makes
sense. Well, it helps. Let's say that. It helps when you start off with a bunch of five stars. And the only thing you have to worry about a lot of times with five stars is, well, they work hard enough.
Mm-hmm.
The talent's usually there. But look at Clemson. I identified early. Everyone was all over Clemson thinking they had a chance to knock them off. I told people even before the Ohio State game, outside of Lawrence and Travis Etienne, this was not the same team.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you got to coach them up. You got to get them motivated. A bunch of guys are going to leave, and it's not going to be as easy as people will think. I did not think before the game against Georgia they were that great, but once I saw them make the changes in that halftime, I said this team's going to be tough to beat.
Chiefs and Buccaneers. Speaking with Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. When you looked at the beginning of the season to where they are now, did you expect this? Could you have seen this matchup between these two?
No. I thought that Kansas City was going to be there. The only team I thought had a chance was Buffalo late in the year, but they peaked. They peaked week 17 when they beat the Dolphins. That first half was one of the greatest first halves in NFL history. And then they just weren't the same. So I thought that the Chiefs, after that point, were the best team. I thought that New Orleans, if they were healthy, had a chance. I thought they were right there with Green Bay, but obviously they weren't. And Drew Brees wasn't the same. Same with Michael Thomas and a few other guys. You know, their best pass rusher. The list goes on and on. But Tampa Bay right now, I think they're in a position to give Kansas City all they want more.
All right. So how do you see this shaping up on Sunday? What stands out to you?
So I think that you have to look first at the referees And here's something the average person doesn't look at, and it's Carl Cheffers. Carl Cheffers, and he worked the Atlanta-New England game. This year, out of 17 referees, second most in penalties, 226 penalties, third most in holding penalties. And just think that Kansas City's patchwork line, they were up 17-0 in that game against Tampa in Week 12. Once you face the team twice, the team that lost the first game has a big advantage. And I think that, Tampa Bay will – it's tough to prepare for Pat Holmes in, 1 week. I think they'll be prepared for him this time. I think they'll be healthier. AB will be ready to go. Ronald Jones could be a factor. And I just think that those two backup tackles are going to be vulnerable. And I think Tampa is going to try to run the ball. The sweet spot – and so I like Tampa to win this game, something like 35-30. Here's something moving into the props. Tom Brady threw 41 passes in that first game. They only ran the ball 13 times. I think their sweet spot to win this game and to win most games for Tampa is him throwing between 29 and 35 passes. I like the under 39.5 pass attempts. I like Ronald Jones here. I like him two different ways. I like him over 37.5 rushing yards. He's finally healthy. And also over just 10 yards receiving. Tom Brady, look at him throwing the football in the Super Bowl. Who holds the record for the most receptions? Well, James White from New England, who is the quarterback? Tom Brady. So Ronald Jones over 10 yards receptions and over 37.5 yards rushing. Feel that because of that, maybe Leonard Fournette under 51.5 yards is probably the right side there. And then a couple other ones I like. I like Mike Evans over 4.5 receptions. Love also Travis Kelce. They put a number up of 100.5 receiving yards. 100.5 for a tight end. I thought it was going to be 85, maybe 90. But I started studying the film, and I watched the last eight games for both teams. Tampa Bay's linebackers are great rushing and blitzing and tackling in space, but they can't cover for a hill of beans. I like Travis Kelce there over 100.5 receiving yards. Mm-hmm. And then the other one I like is Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I like him over 33.5 rushing yards. He's finally healthy. When he was healthy early in the season, first four games, he was a terror.
I was going to bring that up as one of the final things, too. I'm trying to think of a Super Bowl where both primary backs could likely be from the same school here with LSU, right? With Fournette and Helaire. It's nuts when you think about it.
Yeah.
Because I think to your point, while the quarterbacks get a lot of the attention, I think they're both going to be extremely important as to who wins this game.
Yeah, they've got Tampa Bay cannot throw the ball 45 times in this game. They do, they're in trouble. So I think they're going to try to mix in the run and pass. And I think both guys being healthy and playing at a high level, I think it really bodes well for them. So I don't know. I haven't heard much about their relationship. You would think that would be kind of neat to see maybe. Were they friends before this?
I'm assuming, yeah. You know?
Yeah. They crossed each other. What did they were they together? What, maybe 1 year or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think when you look at both of them, I don't know, kind of different styles to an extent, obviously. But man, I just to your point, I've seen games this season where they're a key. Look, Fournette I thought had an impact in the Saints win. I mean, in the win against the Saints.
He did
in the playoffs.
He looked like he was healthy. His vision was really good in picking holes, and then it looked like he had that extra gear, whether it was to get upfield or to elude a tackler. So give him credit. You know, some running backs might have thought, oh, okay, woe is me, but he's made the best of the situation.
All right, easy enough. Lee, if people want to get more info, more of those prop bets and other feelers for the big game, how can they get a hold of you?
Just go to the website, ParamountSports.com. We'll have the game, top 10 prop plays. We're doing incredible in the UFC. We've got all the UFC fight night selections for Saturday night, all five of them. College basketball, NBA, and hockey this year. For the first year ever, we're doing hockey. We're off to 35-20 and one start. So you can get everything. It's called our All Access Pass. Started it a month ago. People love it. The games are texted to you every single day. Every sport that I do for 1 week, $97, ParamountSports.com.
Always a pleasure, Lee. Enjoy the game this weekend.
Okay. Thanks. You too, guys.
Thank you. Jordan Kleber. Final 30 minutes is open. Jordan can try to make another analogy. I don't even know what the analogy was for again. I forgot. It was
either here or there.
Yeah, I agree with you. Final 30 minutes next on ESPN New Orleans.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting MakeTheConnection.net.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Think you're dealing with drug poisoning, chemical poisoning, food poisoning? Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. Save the number, save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Valentine's Day in the Crescent City. It doesn't get any better than that.
What have you designed for us, Lori?
A beautiful crescent moon with a heart inside for everyone you love.
The moon and back pendant is just $99, and it sparkles with a diamond.
At Ramsey's.com.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
The man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
800-998-1003. Jordan loves looking at people's Instagrams, Twitters. Is that time of the year we're starting to look for likes?
Yep.
We're reading to emojis.
Comments.
Something popped up on your feed that you thought was interesting. And
you had to do a little bit of research.
There's Jameis in a Saints jersey, which is normal. I mean, he would be
there.
Yeah.
Right? And Jameis posted this on Instagram September 21st, 2020.
Right, so the beginning of the season.
Yes.
Right, you know, he's a member of the team. And but what struck your fancy?
So all of a sudden, I noticed, well, someone posted it on Twitter, but I did a little bit more research. And CD Deuce... Mm-hmm. Posted yesterday, which is he posted up next in his comments. And a day
was there an exclamation mark on there?
It was an exclamation mark, an emoji exclamation mark.
Up next, yesterday, on a picture that's been up there since September.
Yes.
What happened yesterday? Do you remember what happened yesterday?
Sean Payton said a few words.
Then we know we had a year with him. He was fantastic. As a leader, he's got tremendous arm talent. He's a young prospect that we like a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you have a player for a season, he's kind of giving you a chance to see what he's about. And there's a little bit of an audition there. But the same audition takes place for us. He's getting a chance to see, hey, this is how they do it here. Does this fit me? Does this head coach, does this position coach, is this a place I feel comfortable playing? And so a lot of times people would say, well, why would you do that for a year? Man, that's invaluable, for both sides because, it was an opportunity for him to jump into what we're doing I know he was very close with Drew and Taysom. That room was rock solid.
Again, I think that's a coach that strategically said certain things, right? This is how they do it. This is how they coach. This is how their locker room is. This is this. This is that. When speaking of him, he's a leader, the arm talent. I sounded like a recruiter there at the same time. It's kind of put in the back of Jameis's head or anybody else that's a suitor out there. Again, these are national interviews that he was on. That, you know, he has an idea of who's there and who's not. One of the other things that we found interesting earlier today was DeMario Davis over on Good Morning America. And I, Jordan, don't think he said anything, you know, extravagant or anything from that nature. But when asked if he thought that Drew Brees was going to retire, the wording was interesting. But then again, I don't know how you would answer it any differently. Right? And that was just simply saying, man, I sure hope so, if he's coming back or not. I would feel much better if I could guarantee he was. And it's just that understanding of knowing what you have and what you have had and all of that, Jordan, right? I don't think that's DeMario Davis saying he doesn't want anybody else to be that quarterback, huh? I don't take it like that. What is he supposed to say? You think he's coming back? Is the word, I'm seeing some people get hung up on the word hope.
I've heard a few things, but I'm not going
to. No, see, I wouldn't even go there. I would say, man, you know what? He's been great for us, and whatever he decides, I support it. That's probably how I would have answered. I think people are holding on to this word of hope. When someone says I hope for something, isn't that the same as I want it or would prefer or would like it to be? Right? Jordan, you have been hoping for a snowball.
I'm kind of over that train now.
You kind of over that train?
That train's left the station.
You've been hoping for a snowball. Yes. That's what I'm saying. So I don't know. I didn't really take it too much from that aspect of it. Again, Sean Payton also to Will Brinson yesterday saying within a week or two. Jordan, you looked it up. When's the date that he posted last year?
February 18th, trip to Hawaii when he posted. Okay. Coming back for another go.
Okay, so there you go. And?
We're 14 days away from that date.
You counted? It's 14 days?
14 days.
Is it?
Today's the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
4 plus 14, 18.
That is, ladies and gentlemen. We are 2 weeks away, so Sean Payton was right on the money. I wonder if he knows something. You think he knows something? No. No way. Let me see. What date is that? Do you know day of the week? That is a Thursday. Thursday.
He's going to do it on a Thursday?
On a Thursday, huh? Or you think he wait? Do you do it on a Friday? Give the people the weekend?
No.
No?
That'd be a sad
It's a news dump. It's when you... What do you mean? No, it's perfect.
No, I thought the news dump was Monday.
No, you do it on a Friday. You do something on Friday that you don't want people to really pay attention to.
Wait, you dump stuff
on Friday night in the evening. Because then people are already in the weekend. It's the weekend.
Well, I thought the whole Anthony Davis thing was starting to roll.
No, that was on a weekend. It's Monday morning. I was walking the dog.
That's when you really...
I remember I text Todd. Oh.
That's some real pettiness.
Check this out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought there was
No, that's how you woke.
Monday.
No, you woke up Monday morning. That's what you woke up to. Had a little breakfast, wiped the sleepies out of your eyes, took the morning tinkle, and I'm sorry, what? Oh, really? Done all that, and then he didn't talk to Friday. That's what you're thinking.
That's what it was.
Yes, it took him an entire week to, some would say work up the courage to go get in front of a camera, but Drew Holiday, here you go. Get up there, son. Go talk about it. By the way, Jared Goff, I saw somebody posted that.
About how we already posted
Jared Goff. Posted thank you and a goodbye to the people of L.A., yet we're still waiting for AD's goodbye to the people of L.A. Do you think that's ever coming, by the way? I'm just asking. Like your snowball. Better chance. Your snowball or AD's promised Instagram Thank you.
Both have very low chances of happening. But
both of them, huh?
I'd give the snowball more of a chance than
I would, too. I mean, that's a good safe bet. Like, I actually care about you.
So
I don't think he gives a bleep.
I think in his Hall of Fame when he retires.
Oh, you think, huh?
Thank you to the city of New Orleans for
maybe
making
we should
me
get
realize
Lee Sterling and Rafael Esparza
on
that right before that happens. How long will he even mention New Orleans?
He's going to trash the city of New Orleans.
No, he's not going to trash.
Yes, he is.
He hadn't trashed them yet. He just never thanked them or said he loved them. But he's not going to trash. He's not going to get up in his Hall
I'm
of Fame.
I'm pretty sure
speech.
This past week
he
realized.
Not. No, he's not going to like, you know, thank you. Thank you, everybody. By the way, before I get started, boy, New Orleans is terrible. Thank goodness I forced my way out of there. I wouldn't be here today.
I think I could see him saying that.
If I'm still in New Orleans.
I could see him saying that.
You think he says that? He goes up to the podium.
Thank you.
Is this on? Hello? Hello? I like to thank Clutch Sports for getting me out of New Orleans. Wouldn't be here today. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, LeBron. Thank you, Mr. LeBron. You think that's how he starts it? Before mom and dad, Calipari in Kentucky, his wife, his kids, before any of that. Hello? Thank you, Mr. LeBron and Clutch Sports for getting me out.
I give that more of a chance than hit the thank you.
I'd agree with you. I think you would open up the ceremony before that, before he actually thanks anybody. What is it that you want, though, honestly? Like, what do you want to hear or read in the Instagram post? Honestly.
What do I want to read? I mean, at this point, it's kind of water under the bridge.
No, that's what I'm asking you. You got 3 minutes. We're gonna hit the break. When we come back.
I can see.
What would you want to see if right now out of the break, it just got posted? What would you want to see in that Instagram? You have 3 minutes to think about it. Don't worry, it's only gonna be about a sentence if it happens. What emoji you think he adds to a sentence? It's probably a sentence. That's it. Sports Hangover continues next. Final segment. Matt Moscone after further reviews coming up at the top of the hour. On your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
You're invited to start 2021 right now on the new Toyota of your choice at Homa's number one dealer, Greg LeBlanc Toyota. Start browsing our online prices at GregLeBlancToyota.com for low online prices. You can get your top dollar trade-in value and low monthly payments with the click of a mouse. It's just that easy. If you're a new or returning customer, our friendly staff at Greg LeBlanc Toyota will make you feel right at home. Remember, when you go to Greg, you get the deal. Greg LeBlanc Toyota, Homa's number one new car dealer. GregLeBlancToyota.com.
Advanced Eye Institute in Cutoff is your hometown eye care provider. Dr. Darby Chasson is here to serve the eye care needs of your entire family. Full-service eye medical and vision services are provided in a friendly atmosphere. For the latest in designer frames to advancements in astigmatism and bifocal contact lenses, call Advanced Eye Institute at 985-632-2884 for your appointment today or visit their website at visionsource-drdarbychasson.com.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Medications can be scary sometimes, but necessary for our health and well-being. Lady of the Sea Community Pharmacy's staff are trained in finding you the lowest cost available on your medication. Stop by with your prescriptions or medicine bottles and let one of us review your options. Patients who take their medications as prescribed have better health outcomes. Stop by one of our pharmacies today, located in Rouse's Supermarket on Highway 3235 in La Rose, or at Lady of the Sea Medical Clinic in Cutoff. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
The new year is here. Aside from thankfully saying goodbye to 2020, it's time to say goodbye to the old you as well. Hey everyone, it's Gus Kattengell from Men's Total Health. Last year, did you notice any physical changes in you? Reduced energy or libido, increased body fat, ED, brain fog? You know, it could be low T. If you're suffering from low T, you don't have to accept it. Hormone balance can help you be your best self. Improve quality of life and relationships. Visit menstotalhealth.net or call 504-777-7590 to schedule an appointment. They accept all major insurances and tell them you heard it on the Sports Hangover.
Valentine's Day in the Crescent City. It doesn't get any better than that.
What have you designed for us, Lori?
A beautiful crescent moon with a heart inside for everyone you love.
The moon and back pendant is just $99, and it sparkles with a diamond.
At Ramsey's.com.
How can we be excited about a show where we just talk?
Talk sports.
That's how they talk in the Major League.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengell.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, so he did bash New Orleans already.
Just read that one paragraph real quick.
Which one? Because there's one, when you're losing, you don't realize that you're not happy.
Yes.
And then there was another one. I didn't want to go to practice.
Right.
I didn't want to play.
Yeah,
Davis
we could tell.
From 2019. There was a lot just going on because I didn't have the joy with me anymore.
Oh, wow.
Getting into it with fans, the media, it was just a lot.
Yes.
I wasn't in a great frame of mind.
Right.
A great space for me is to be joyful.
Oh, really? Let me ask you a question real quick. Who asked for the trade?
Anthony Davis.
Okay. What did he expect? Did we all just... You're right, buddy. You're right. You're right. You know what? Why don't you just sit out?
Every day.
As a matter of fact, fans did want him to sit out. He didn't have to worry about showing up to practice or being happy or being joyful. No one wanted him on the court.
He continues. Every day was like, ugh.
Oh,
here's another day.
Yeah. You know what was, when you never went inside in the paint for a game that we could have won and you jacked up a stupid three.
I can't wait until the season is over. Things like that. You'd see people say, AD, you're a traitor.
Yeah, well, I think, kind of
what?
Is the definition of a traitor. When you couldn't wait for the season to end, you didn't want to practice, and you didn't want to be on the court. He just said that, right?
You don't understand what I'm going through.
Oh, no. Yeah.
It was all wearing down on me at one time.
Yeah, it wore down on us, too, believe
but
me.
But I had a great team around me.
That's right.
They didn't want to play on, by the way. Back to the quote. From my agency to my family to my friends. Nah. Forget what they're saying.
That's right. We're the evil ones. We're the enemy.
You're doing what's best for you and your family.
That's right. New Orleans is a nasty place, man. I don't trust you. I don't trust anybody. Uncle Earl, I don't trust you. The only reason I have to go to you is because I'm on the show and you called. I don't trust anybody.
AD burns my you-know-what. I tell you that, Gus.
That is literally like breaking up with somebody and then getting blamed when literally they're the ones that caused everything. But there you go. Go on Facebook. It's my fault. Not that that's ever happened. I promise.
Hey, Gus, I hope y'all having a good week, buddy.
Yeah, man.
I'll be honest. I haven't been following the Pelicans a whole lot, but I heard they had a good win last night. Hey, I wanted to ask you and Jordan, Gus, can they? It's a shortened season, right? Do they have enough on this team to kind of make a run to make that eighth spot? I mean, to me, it seems like they're lacking a pure shooter, and I don't know what JJ's been up to and all that, and turnovers, and we got Adams, you know, with to clean up the blocks and all that and everything, and get some rebounds and stuff. You think they could turn it around, or what are they kind of lacking right now? Is it just consistency? Seems like they still
okay.
Kind of
see, I'm glad you said the word, and that's what I've been trying to figure out today. And I'm going back and forth right now. David Wesley is going to join us tomorrow on the show because I want to get a perspective from a player, and I'd love to get Antonio Daniels. But he literally does a show while we're doing a show, so I'm going to try to get a recorded interview with him at some point. But I want to get perspective from someone that's been in the league, that's played in a locker room. How long does it take to develop a couple of things? Chemistry, understanding of a coach's philosophy, understanding how to play with other players. Then that organization, team, and players understanding, well, certain things then have to change, right? Like we all would want something to start, but then we're going to alter stuff. I mean, the show today is different than the show 10 years ago with Larry and I and sounders and opens and closes. I mean, you always tinker things. So I'm interested because, again, in just the last four games, you look at the bookends. You look at last night in which Stan Van Gundy called it the best game they've had this season. It's the best game that Zion's had, per his words. Your eyeballs saw that they were up by 29 against Milwaukee, you know, four games ago. So, in the middle, you see two performances that make you go, it's just not working. So, how long do you let it go? And what's reasonable? What's expected? And what are certain things that can be accepted? In other words, like, if a team plays hard, I can accept I don't have the right talent. If a team plays hard, I can accept, hey, there's learning curves. I'm trying to learn the system, things. I can accept that. I think what's frustrated Pelicans fans and gotten some media to say it's time for changes is when Zion and other players and the coach says, for whatever reason, we didn't play hard. For whatever reason, we didn't show up today. For whatever reason, we're not defending. I'm telling them to defend, but they're not defending. Those are the things that I think that made people go, well, if it's these players, then you move them. Or if it's this coach, well, then you move them or whatever. So, because I literally drove in today and I'm thinking, Uncle Earl, I don't know what the sense to make of the fact that you have seen in just four games, two games then play to their capability, perhaps. But then if that's their capability, then am I going to make changes? Like, if they're capable of that, do I owe it to the cause to give it more time? So not ship players, not make trades, and see where I'm at a little further along. Maybe really do wait to the trade to, like, give it some time. I mean, because, again, they've played 20 games.
And Gus, isn't Van Gundy a defensive guy? And, man, some of them games, we get boat raced, huh? I mean, where's the defense, especially on some threes and open looks? And it seemed like it shouldn't take as long, but I don't know. I'm not the coach. I'm not a professional. I don't know.
Right. Like I said, I just want to get different. Go ahead.
hey, Gus, who you got Sunday, man? I'm feeling in my blood, man. I think Tampa's on a roll. I think they're going to take this game, but I think this could be a hell of a game.
I absolutely think Tampa can win. I absolutely think they can win.
Good week, buddy. Always a pleasure. Y'all the best, Gus.
Thank you, man. I didn't finish. I think they can win, Jordan, but I also remember that Tampa Bay went for it on their 35-yard line in the first quarter. I've also seen Tom Brady make some bad decisions. Also saw the Buccaneers second half against Green Bay. Right? You know what else I've seen? And you're going to get it so many times.
Pat Mahomes.
Oh.
Pat Mahomes MVP.
How many times am I playing that song tomorrow, by the way?
You're going to forget.
I'm not going to forget.
Yes, you are. Mm-mm. And at the end of the show, I'm going to be like, what did you forget to play, Gus? And you're going to be, oh. And you're just going to cut
just,
off
just
the
because
air.
Your quarterback is literally going to be doing what everyone else is doing, sitting on the couch with a bag of chips and some salsa, probably out of a can. Because he won't even make his own guac or salsa.
Like all the 30 quarterbacks are doing right now?
Eh, that one in particular, my friend. He's got zero shot of ever participating in that game. If he's lucky, he'll sign on to, like, I don't know, be the field goal holder of a team that goes. And then he can go.
Who are we talking about again?
Your guy.
Who's my guy?
Oh, you know who he is. Say his name. That's terrible.
I don't know who you're talking about.
You know exactly who I'm talking
no
about.
Clue who you're talking
really?
About.
Really? Huh? You saw him here in the playoffs, right in front of your very own eyes.
And he won MVP.
No, he didn't win that game, as a matter of fact.
No, he won MVP. Nickelodeon Most Valuable.
That's right. MVP. That's right.
Neither Patrick Mahomes nor Tom Brady has had that accomplishment. Or any other quarterback in the
is that
entire
how it is?
History of the game.
Okay. Here's something else. Tomorrow, though, we will touch a lot on that.